It's magic time.
Welcome to the world of magic. I'm your host, Magic. That's M-A-J-I-C, coming to you via the AboveTopSecret.com member podcast network. 4 years ago today, terrorists piloted commercial jetliners into each tower of the World Trade Center, destroying them utterly in a terrible collapse. In Washington, D.C., another jetliner crashed into the Pentagon, while a fourth jetliner, presumably destined for either the White House or Congress, crashed in a field in Pennsylvania. All of these jetliners were carrying passengers, and all of them died. Additionally, nearly 3,000 people were killed when the World Trade Center collapsed, and 125 in the Pentagon. It was a day that shocked America to its foundations, and it was a day that forever changed our nation and the world. I tried not to let it get to me this time, like it has on each anniversary since the day it happened, and as with each previous anniversary, I failed. I wept bitterly today, and now I know beyond doubt that this is a wound that will never heal. There are other anniversaries which bring me sorrow, such as Veterans Day, which I commemorate with my own little rituals that have evolved over the years. I suppose that will happen with 9/11 now as well. It grieves me that September 11th must necessarily be added to the list. What are called the events by some people, notably media personalities, are indelibly engraved on the psyche of my country, like a tattoo that we must carry on our souls. I remember feeling tremendous anger and assuring myself that those responsible would pay for their heinous crimes. But the ones who actually carried out the attack are dead, and beyond reach of mortal justice. I know in my heart, however, that they are not beyond true justice. Over the years, my rage has been replaced by sorrow, deep, profound sorrow for what happened, but also how it happened. I'm beyond blaming anyone now. Finger-pointing has proven useless, as it always does, and while steps have been taken and wars have been fought, we can never rest assured that we will not see another day like this. In fact, we must accept that it is inevitable that worse will come our way, despite the tireless and heroic efforts of hundreds of thousands of my fellow citizens who work day and night to prevent the next terrorist attack. Sooner or later, another major attack will succeed, and when it does, what comes after that is impossible to predict. Perhaps the most surprising thing that has changed in the last 4 years is that I don't hate anymore. I used to be full of hatred, but now it's gone, leaving only sadness behind. No, I don't even hate Osama bin Laden. I feel regret. He has a degree in civil engineering. He could have devoted his life to building, not destroying, but he has chosen a path of darkness and death. His top lieutenant, Dr. Ayman al-Zawahiri, is a man sworn to first do no harm. Now he plots the murder of innocent civilians as a means to effect political change. Where Al-Qaeda once caused me to feel fear and anger, now I feel only a kind of sad irony. The leaders of Al-Qaeda could have been great men, and indeed, many people consider them great. But in the grand scheme of things, these men are small, and their goals ultimately doomed to failure. They will have their time, such as remains to them, but their time will soon end. And as with others before them who have dreamed of thousand-year reigns, their ambitions will gain them only the infamy and contempt of those who even bother to remember them at all. And maybe that's why I feel so much sorrow. Yes, the deaths and injuries which have resulted from all this are horrible and have left many scars, but what I can't shake today is the feeling that for all the grand designs of Al-Qaeda and their allies in terrorism, their efforts are nothing more than a spectacular failure, and a waste of the world's time. Just as Saddam Hussein seemed formidable after invading Kuwait and threatening the oil fields of Saudi Arabia, a move which would have made him a world leader, so too Osama bin Laden is having his time of glory. But as with Saddam, Osama's fall will come, and I am hoping that when it happens, he will be captured alive. Then, at trial, the world will be able to hear his words, his own attempts to defend his deeds, and he will be found lacking, as all who pursue the goals of evil do. Naturally, there are those among my fellow ATSers who may think I'm a dupe to believe Al-Qaeda was responsible for 9/11 instead of Bush, Jews, neocons, Bilderbergers, or the Illuminati. But sometimes, it's just not that complicated. For more information on September 11th and related conspiracy theories, be sure to visit the 9/11 and 7/7 Conspiracies Forum on AboveTopSecret.com. This has been another edition of The World of Magic, brought to you by the AboveTopSecret.com member podcast network. Until next time, remember this. The solution to evil is not more evil, but love, compassion, and honesty. Be well, friends.